Welcome to the Dump Him podcast, discussing all things modern day dating, learning to love yourself, and when you should just dump him, or her, or them. Hi guys, welcome back to the Dump Him podcast.
Hello everybody, I'm Kitty.
And I'm Francesca. And very sadly guys, this is going to be our last episode of series two.
It sure is. This is episode number 20.
It is indeed. We thought we've got here. Now it's time to go have a break, have hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer!
Yeah, gather some more antics to tell you guys and we'll be back in the autumn.
I'm super excited for hot girl summer.
I can't wait. I'm very ready for it to start.
Although I feel like when I'm in it, I'm going to be like, oh, okay. Actually, I want a night on Netflix.
I had like a full on like war planning meeting yesterday for Hot Girl Summer. We were like, we will never say no to anything. We will go here. We will go here. We will do this. We will do this. And so I feel quite prepared. I think we've definitely made some plans. See if they happen. We were like planning venues of like, this is where all the hot guys will be. This is where we should go.
Oh, I need to know those ones.
Yeah. Oh, well, obviously you'll be coming along. So
no, I'll be like, guys, it's too late. Part of my bedtime.
Well, that needs to go out the window for Hot Girl Summer. This needs to be the Kitty rule of, we'll get there.
Maybe I'll have like Hot Girl Fridays.
Hot Girl early evenings.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, a bit of free promo here for everyone, but Fabric is doing on 21st June a 24-hour party. A colleague has mentioned that they're taking the day off to go to it. And I was speaking to another colleague. I thought I could pop in my lunch break and see how they were getting on.
You know what? I don't think that's a place that you would want to step inside.
Oh, funny. Oh, God, I've been once. Yeah, it's not for me. But
yeah, I think people party for 24 hours and you just pop in like halfway through the second day, you probably see some things.
Yeah, is that what I was thinking? Oh, great. I can finally go in the afternoon when I am at my partying prime. I thought I'll go on my lunch break, see how he's getting on.
I don't know if a colleague would want you to see him in that state.
I'd be like, what? Why are you here?
I think you probably need some like therapy in an HR meeting after that if you witness one of your colleagues in that.
Well, he did invite me to a party the other day, to be fair. So Maybe we're on that level.
Oh, you might be. You might be. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kitty, for the last time before we break for the summer, what have you been up to recently?
Oh my God. Absolutely nothing. For the first time, probably the whole season, I actually didn't re-download the apps. Even since the last time we recorded the last episode, I just decided it wasn't for me right now.
Yeah,
I wasn't really in that mood. This is probably the longest time I've ever not had them since having them.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah,
right?
Got you.
I'm quite enjoying it.
Good. Nice. Well, yeah. I haven't. I've been on Hinge still plugging away, just trying to get something to happen. And I very nearly did have a date, which I was quite proud of myself for, because as the listeners will know, I've been avoiding dates and struggling to get any talking stages to progress. Usually I forget to reply, but I obviously had a bit more time on my hands with this guy. And then so we had this like whole thing planned. It was like for over the weekend. He moved very quick, to be honest, in like making all these plans. Like he was like,
remember, that's the sign of a narcissist.
Oh yeah,
can't forget that one.
Oh okay,
let's go back and listen to our episode about narcissists and you will hear all about them.
Oh yeah, with Lily. Oh my God, okay, yeah, actually. Well, I just thought maybe he's, you know, quite good at making dates, making plans for dates, I proved myself right eventually, but anyway. So he was like, great, we'll go for cocktails. I put this cocktail bar. I thought, oh, really nice, a cocktail bar. Like, you know, I've been taken to a Wetherspoons on a date before. So if a guy says a cocktail bar, that's music to my ears. And then he was like, oh, I've booked bowling for afterwards. And he like looked for places that were nearer to me so I wouldn't have to travel super far. Like really thoughtful and nice.
Yeah, like that.
I was a bit like, I mean, if the listeners have been listening since like series one, like I'm not a big activity date person. So like the thought of bowling makes me want to run away and hide for a bit. But I was like, no, I'm just going to go for it. It could be fun. I need to stop being like, so I need to be a bit more lighthearted with these things and not take it so seriously. So I was like looking forward to it. Great. And then I just knew, like, I'm convinced I'm a little bit psychic. Mm-hmm. I just started, I was like, something's off. I don't mm-hmm. think this is going to happen. I'm picking something up here.
Yeah.
In my brain, my radar is on. And then on like the Thursday night, I didn't hear from him after like 5 p.m. And I'm not like, we hadn't been texting back constantly, but we'd like replied a couple of times a day. And mm-hmm. he had like earlier in the week when he'd had plans after work with friends, he'd messaged me like when he got home being like, oh, like this happened tonight or whatever, like making conversation. And I just didn't hear from him until the next morning. So I was like, something's weird.
It's suspicious.
I was busy mm-hmm. at work anyway, and then I went to the pub. But it was, I wasn't like upset about it, but I was just like, nah, there's a reason. Anyway, woke up the next morning to a message from him at like 9 a.m. Well, I was awake before then, but anyway, details. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, something's come up with my family. You're going to hate me, but I'm going to have to postpone our date. Can we reschedule? And so I was like, yeah, fine, no big deal. And I made a joke about it anyway. I was like, yeah, family plans are probably more exciting than a date with me anyway, lol. And he was like, no, that's definitely not the case. Like, I'm super busy next week, but like, let's, you know, find a date. And then he just stopped replying. Mm. And I very, very rapidly, within about 2 minutes of seeing the message, was like, I know what's happened here. You had a date the night before. It went well. And either because he was still technically still outside of his little like 48 hour window before the bookings to cancel yeah. them, or maybe he just took this girl along to our plans as a second date. But I'm like, I'm not an idiot. There's no reason to go from being like so quote unquote looking forward to the date that you're like
yeah
planning cocktails, planning bowling, like making all these, putting all these things in place, to then just be like not bothered about rescheduling. Like, don't make me look dumb. I know what's going on here, mate.
It's quite a scary prospect though, when you start dating someone and you start liking someone, that they could still be dating other people. Actually, scrap that, don't start liking them. I think that's the key there.
Yeah,
maybe wait till like a month in to start getting feelings. I think that's probably the key. Yeah. But like, unless you like, even before you meet, like you guys could meet and be like, oh my god, you are the one, and then don't date anyone else. But yeah. before that point, they can still be dating other people.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not upset about it at all, because to be quite honest, yeah. my side of it, I mean, you should have heard the things I was saying to my mum. I was like, I'm just going for the sake of it. I'm just going for fun at this point. Like, I'm not particularly bothered. He wasn't my type, really. Like, whatever. But I just find it so funny that this is like the one time I managed to like get a date planned, and there's even bookings made, and like, I hate organized fun, and I was just going along with it, and then yeah. this is what happens. And I knew it was going to happen because I mentioned to my mum that it was happening, and I also told like a couple of friends, like, oh, I've got a date at the weekend. And I was like, I knew this would happen the minute I like tell anybody, it goes tits up. So I'm not upset, but I just think it's so funny.
Yeah, I have the same. It's like, as soon as I never let myself get excited about something, because if I get too excited about it, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah, it just sums up like the luck of my love life over the past couple of years, to be honest. It's just like, oh, classic, like he's dating someone else.
Yeah.
No doubt he's gonna message again in like a few weeks time, be like, sorry, definitely. I'm just like, so busy. Because I've had this before, right? I think I told it on the podcast, when a guy did that to me, and then he was like, oh, I was really busy applying for a new job. And I was like,
yeah,
but you haven't changed jobs, so what have you been doing for 2 months? Oh, I've had enough. That's
so funny. No, I'm sorry. Everyone has time to text someone. I'm sorry. I don't care like, how busy you are. You make time.
Well, you're well within your right to like want to cancel a date because you had a better date with someone else and you want to pursue it. Like, everyone is allowed to do that. I would be allowed to do that if I could make a freaking date happen and I wasn't just...
But you know what? I just think in that circumstance, just be honest about it.
Yeah.
Just say, look, I was on a date last night. It went well. I'm gonna actually see where that goes, and I don't want to mess you around.
Yeah, but if you're right, and the fact that he was like so good at arranging dates was maybe because he does it often, but also because exactly. he might have a touch of the old narcissist.
Exactly.
Then he doesn't want to admit that. Like, that would be it's easy to manipulate.
We'll see. It kind of scares me a little bit.
Hmm.
And there's always people floating around.
Maybe this is why we need our break over the summer to just get out of the dating funk, get some better luck when there's less pressure of talking about it every week.
True. I just want to meet people. Like, I just want it to be fun.
Yeah.
I want to go on, like, I keep seeing things. I'm like, oh, I'd like to do that on a date. And I'm like, yeah, but I wouldn't want to do that on a shit date.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, that restaurant looks awesome. And you're like, but if you're with someone really boring that you don't get on with, it's going to be the worst thing ever.
I think all of these things, we just need to, like, over Hot Girl Summer, either do it with female friends or do it on your own. That might be have to be my new thing, because I've got a list of restaurants as long as my arm and, like, activities I want to do in London and places I want to go. And if I sit here going, oh, I'll do it when I get a guy that I like, or when I could do it with a boyfriend one day, it will never happen. These places are going to close.
And I totally agree with that. And you shouldn't spend your time, you know, chasing a dream as such. Yeah. But, like, the idea of it's not – I love going out with the girls. We know that.
Yeah.
But I want to be in, like, an underground bar getting drunk, flirting with a guy.
Yes, me too.
It's not quite the same with the girls.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Brunch with the girls is fabulous.
Yeah, but love going out with the girls, but they, you know,
I don't want to get drunk in girls. Yeah, and I don't need to get drunk in an underground bar with the girls.
I mean, I'm always down to get drunk with the girls, whether above ground or underground, but I don't really want to flirt with the girls.
No. No, it'd just be weird.
No, thank
you. That's not for me.
No.
So yeah, that's the kind of the side of the social life that I do want to do with a guy that I actually like and a guy I actually get on with.
Yeah.
Not just any guy. I'm not just trying to find any guy.
We'll get there. I think once we get out there, we'll get chatted up. You'll find a guy.
I don't know who's going to be chatting me up.
We need to get you out of this funk. Leave it with me. Guys, listeners, give me a couple of months. She'll come back and old Kitty, who loves going on dates, will be here and ready to go.
Yeah, because it's feeling very much like an effort at the moment. There's just no one interesting.
It feels like that for a lot of people. I think you're speaking like, you know, the voice of a generation, the songbird of your generation.
Guys, help me. Send someone fun my way.
Okay, so instead of to make a small pivot from complaining about our own problems, let's solve some listener dilemmas, because we do finally have a couple that I'm really excited to tackle.
Yeah.
These are one of my favourite episodes to record. I love, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love, like, hearing that people have problems, but I do quite like resolving them. You've got one and I've got one to read out. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, mine I will say as opposed to read it out.
Oh, okay.
I got messaged by a listener actually asking if we had already had a podcast episode on it or if we were planning on doing one. But what to do with a boyfriend that is liking provocative girls' pictures on Instagram, and if best to bring it up and in what way to bring it up so that she doesn't look crazy and psycho.
The PTSD in my soul is awakening. I can't tell you how many nights as like a 16, 17 year old I spent like crying into my pillow being like, he's liked a picture of a girl in a bikini, or like he's liked a photo of his ex, or like he's liked this girl's selfie. Oh,
can we take a moment for the creators of Instagram who, for all of our own mental health, removed the following function?
Because the activity bit.
The worst thing when you would go on there and see your boyfriend was liking other people. Well, maybe it was doing us a favor because it showed us, but it was quite easy to get quite obsessed with what other people were doing with that function.
I used to live on that page. I think that's where my like addiction to my phone came from, because I checked it religiously, because you could only see like a certain amount, right? It didn't scroll on forever. Exactly. Yes. So if I couldn't miss it. What if he liked another picture of his ex? And then it got like, oh God, the things I used to do. And I also always used to, well, I mean, I was like 17 at the time, so I definitely wasn't as mature in relationships like at all. But I used to bring it up a lot.
Okay.
Like a lot. Like, I feel like you liked your ex's picture again.
But he was liking his ex's picture?
He was liking everybody's pictures. He was for the streets. He was.
And see, now you would go, bye bye, honey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's a hard one because I guess if you're like, where does the boundary stop? Because if you're just dating someone, he can do what he wants on Instagram. If you're actually in a relationship, it's probably quite a hard one because at the end of the day, it is just liking a picture. That's not necessarily like full on cheating. It's not sleeping with someone else or kissing someone else or talking to someone else. It's just a like. And I think guys always have the attitude of like, it's just a like whatever. I just like people's photos so that when I post, they'll like mine back. Or like, that's what guys I've dated have said. Honestly, eye roll.
It's
like,
fucking bollocks.
Well, it's funny because you're only liking girls' pictures. That your guy friends, absent, no like. So, okay, cool. Anyway.
And also, I think the key part is provocative. If you have a girl fully dressed, holding a puppy, okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
If you have a girl in a bikini posing by a swimming pool, and he's only liking those sorts of pictures,
Or the worst one is like porn star pictures. So whether it's like, you know, she's like got millions of followers, or it's one of those like hot babes XXL accounts, and he's liking pictures on there. It's just like, what are you doing that for? Like, who? Because I always think, what benefit are they getting from that? If you're liking just some like random porn who's never gonna ever see the notification, what are you trying to gain from literally putting your name by it publicly on a forum to be like, big juicy double F's, I like.
I think the thing is they like the picture, right? They like the feeling that they get from that picture.
Don't need to actually physically like it. Like, do they not understand that it's like social media? It's not real.
No, because but it comes down to the amount of porn guys watch as well.
Oh God,
which is a genuine problem. They really believe that this is what real life is like.
Yeah.
So they'll look at those pictures and think they're going to find a million girls in the sea that they can date that look like them. And
but also, like, you can like a picture inside your brain, in your thoughts, without having to physically like it. Like, physically liking something does not... It's not representative of anything.
I reckon they probably don't even realise they're liking it. I would love to go on some shady guys' saved posts. Like, I remember when I had... My account is a business account for some bizarre reason. Public and business. I had a picture it was a slightly saucy picture, I'll be honest. It was like my bottom rather close up. And I had seen 11 people had saved it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't see who saved it, but it was so creepy. I actually archived the picture.
Yeah, I have that on some of mine.
Why are people saving that?
Yeah, or like the ability to send it to people. But yeah, saving is
They've stopped that now. You can't see that anymore.
But I guess, I mean, you could just be being put in like girls' group chats to bitch about you with the sending one. But the saving one is like, you want to come back to that later? It's just so weird.
Exactly. So I reckon half the guys are probably either doing it for a reaction because they want out, or they're liking it and they don't even realise that they're physically liking it. They're just scrolling through.
It's just hard though, because if you're in a relationship with somebody and say it's like a normal girl who you might know or you know of, or...
Yeah.
What kind of... Because I always think, what kind of message is that girl getting from seeing that like?
Because
whenever I put something on Instagram and like... I mean, there's certain, like, guy friends who have girlfriends, and I just think, like, they're just liking to be nice. But if there's a guy that you don't know super well, but you know he's got a girlfriend, and he posts his girlfriend, and he likes your picture, I always notice that, I guess, subconsciously, and I'm like, interesting. I don't know how I
feel. Okay, that's interesting, because I literally think nothing of it. I don't even look at who's liked the pictures.
Oh, really?
So I don't have my notifications turned off on for Instagram. So it just says, like, it'll just come up and be like, when I next click on it, this many people liked the picture. So I don't actually bother like looking through who's liked it. Thank you to everyone who likes my pictures though. I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, same. I mean, more people like yours than mine, but that's fine. Not sounding.
It's not a competition.
No, it's not at all.
It's fine.
Quality, never quantity.
So, like, in terms of like being the other girl on the end of it, like, I don't even notice.
Do you think?
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a weird one.
And also, if I have put a slightly racy picture up, and a guy like that has liked it, I'll never look at it and be like, oh, he's trying to get it on by liking my picture.
No, I don't necessarily think, oh, he's trying to make a move, but I think, I don't know, it's, I guess it's just sort of like a respect thing. If I was with someone, I wouldn't want them to be...
No, me like, neither.
Hello, you only like me. You don't find any other female attractive, duh. Like, you don't even see them. They don't exist to you. But yeah, I think in terms of the listener, my advice would be, if it makes you upset and you feel unhappy about it, bring it up. Like, don't suffer in silence. Like, I think communication is important in a relationship, and if you don't bring these things up, it'll just turn into resentment further down the line. So I wouldn't necessarily be like, on the 13th of May you liked so-and-so's picture, but I might just be like, hey, I'm noticing on my Instagram it keeps coming up that you've been liking people's pictures. I feel like a bit unsure about that. It makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I would just appreciate some reassurance from you on like what your stance is on it. And then if he carries on doing it and disregards your feelings, then that's when it's more of a problem. But if you haven't brought it up, he doesn't necessarily know that it bothers you, so he's probably in his mind just being like, well, whatever, I can just, you know, it's not a problem at all. It just, she doesn't notice it.
Yeah, and I think also if you're thinking about it to this point, it obviously is making you feel something that isn't ridiculously happy all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it comes back to the Eva episode, you know, when Eva said about bringing stuff up, and, you know, if they get annoyed and they put them liking some random girl's pictures on Instagram before your own happiness, mm-hmm. then you have your answer as what to do in that relationship.
Yeah, exactly. If someone is actually like good for you and cares about you, then if they know something bothers you, then they'll...
Yeah, they won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't necessarily do it the way I did, which was very like, like call him crying. Like, I saw the... I looked on your ex's profile and you liked her picture. Because that was a very... I'm ashamed of the person I was back in the day.
Yeah, don't do several, that, guys, please.
Many years ago now.
Yeah.
Just approach okay. it coolly in a open communication way. And then, yeah, I guess you get...
And also... Don't keep approaching it. If you have to approach it more than 3 times, get out.
Yeah. Stop giving people chances.
Yeah. The people will never change.
Yeah.
Put it that way. Oof.
Wowee. Okay.
What was your dilemma? Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to read it out because it was... I'm going to verbatim how it was sent to me.
Okay.
So this girl says, hi, ladies. Love the podcast. I'm sharing my dilemma today because I really need some advice. I'm in year 12 at school and I'll be applying for universities later this year, and so will my boyfriend. I've been looking at different unis, but he's already found one and will be definitely applying to go there. I've been really stuck about what to do because part of me wants to go to the same one as him, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do. We've been together for a year and I want to go to the same uni because I don't know how I'd feel about doing long distance. Do you think I'm crazy for maybe choosing the same uni as my boyfriend, or is it the right thing to do if I'd be happy there too? Please help.
Well, would you go there if he wasn't going there?
That's a good question.
Because if that's a no, then it should still be a no. I strongly believe year 12 is pretty young. And yes, some people meet their partner for life at that age, and that's great, and I'm very happy for them. But a lot of people also don't. Yeah. And I fundamentally do not think that you should be making massive decisions about your future for the sake of one guy, however much you love him at this stage.
Yeah.
And also, sorry, if you are meant to be together and you are soulmates and happy-go-lucky, you met your lucky person at 18 and really happy for you, slightly jealous, whatever,
yeah.
Then you will go away to separate unis, you'll do your thing, you'll be happy, and you'll stay together and you'll make it work because you're meant to be together. What's meant for you won't pass you by.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people get into this predicament. It is a hard call to make. I definitely was there in the past when I was looking at unis and it was like, where do I go? But yeah, I support what Kitty said. Like,
you had to make that decision though, didn't you, Franks?
Yeah.
Well, what was your thinking when you were in that position?
Well, I really liked the uni, to be honest. So I did think about, like, if he wasn't there, would I still go to that one? Yeah. And actually, a lot of my friends were going there. A lot of people that I knew were going there. I had really good reviews from people. The course was great. So in the end, it ended up being a good thing. And like, we were together for a bit when I was there, and then it didn't work out. But I still was able to like thrive and had my own group of friends and was completely fine being there once it had ended. There's different ways to handle it, I guess. So it's like, if you get there and you're still really focused on your relationship and you're not like getting out there and freshers and meeting new people, that if it then doesn't work out, you're there with nobody.
Yeah.
But if you go there not prepared for it not to work out, because that's not a good way of looking at it, but kind of just treating it as like a completely fresh uni, and he's more of like a side character in your experience.
Yeah.
And you throw yourselves into going out, meeting people, joining a sports team. Like, those were all things that I did. So I had a really solid group of friends. I, you know, spoke to people from my course. I joined a team, like, my best friends do that. So yeah, I think there's different ways to play it. I know that there's people that end up going to the same uni as the person they're with, and then it all ends in tears and they don't have any friends.
Yeah.
So if you kind of go like preempting that a little bit, not like preparing to break up, but just being like, no, I'm still, this is still my uni experience. Like, I'm going to have one that's separate to yours, and we don't have to see each other every night of the week, and we can go on nights out without each other. But yeah, I think you have to know what you're getting yourself in for and play it well, because it can be a really hard environment if you break up and you don't have any friends, or if he's, you know, some big BNOC and then you're still seeing each other around. Like, some unis are tiny. Mine was, it's a big uni, but the student area, you bump into people all the time, especially when you don't want to see them. So everybody bumped into their ex like twice a day. So if you're not happy somewhere and you're not thriving and bouncing back after a breakup, it could be a pretty shit place to be.
Guys, I'd recommend London for university. You never bump into anyone ever again.
Yes. I, like we were saying the other day, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but I live like a few streets away from like quite a few people I know around the area I live, and we never bump into each other. I don't ever walk past them. I don't see them in the supermarket. Never.
No. And even, you know, London's one of those great places where even if you do see someone, you don't want to chat to them, you just hide. You just walk away.
Yeah.
No one cares.
There's always an alleyway to run down.
Exactly. No one's offended.
Yeah. So yeah, I think like, if you are able to look at it objectively and be like, I absolutely would choose that uni because the course is good and the nightlife is good and I want to be there for whatever reasons. If you could, I would say, if you can list like 5 reasons why you want to go there and he's not involved in any of them, then by all means, if you'd be happy there. But if it's a toss up between there and somewhere else, or maybe the course is better elsewhere, or you're changing what you'd study because to go there,
don't do it, because 3-4 years, it will fly by, but it's also a very long time to be unhappy and in an environment that you don't feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to think, you know, about the university situation. Would I still go there? You know, will I still be happy there if we're not together?
Yeah.
And if actually you find that you being around him the whole time when you're not with him would be too hard, then don't do it anyway.
Also, uni is such a uni is such like a formative time as well. Like, I was a whole different person from 18 to when I graduated. Like, it changes you hugely, and it has the potential to be such a good experience if you're in the right environment and you can like really thrive into who you are. And I don't really know anybody actually who was in a relationship with someone when they went to uni and they were still in it when they graduated. I think you change so much sometimes and you find your independence that it can make you grow apart. So I guess it's probably a shit thing to think about now before you even get there. But
yeah, I mean, my sister, but they just weren't, they were never at the same uni.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about your sister. Sorry.
Yeah, but they weren't together there, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking of like all the people that I knew from my uni.
But anyone who was together in school, went to university, the same university with the guy they were with, and are still together now, I don't think I know anyone.
Yeah, I don't think they exist. I think they're unicorns.
No. Unicorns. Good one.
Yeah, calling it uni, being in a relationship with someone.
So yeah, just make the decision for you and what you want to do. Don't think about anyone else, because it's your life at the end of the day.
Yeah, I definitely think the 5 things, five reasons for would be a good thing to do, because if you're struggling to come up with five reasons and that don't involve him, then shouldn't be going there. Maybe anyone looking at a uni, if it helps make your decision, five things about the place.
Yeah, and don't just go because of someone that you fancy or...
Or where your friends are going.
Yeah, exactly, I was about to say all your friends, because you'll meet so many new friends as well. You don't need to stay with your same friends.
Very true.
Anyway, all right, pet peeve time. It's the last time of season two.
Oh, emotional.
Da-da-da-da. Pet peeve.
Oh my God, I think I'm going to shed a tear. That was beautiful.
Gave me goosebumps.
I might need you to like sing that to me when I see you in person over the summer, just because I'm going to miss it.
Happily, I'll do it.
Okay, great. My pet peeve is when people get into relationships and then they disappear and they stop having time for their friends.
Oh God, I wish I was that person.
I bloody don't. Sorry. Ouch.
Well, I need a relationship first.
I guess so. I just think it's so like, it's such a shame, and it's so predictable, you know, and you've got a friend and they're the life and soul of the party. And then all of a sudden they stop being free and they stop wanting to turn up to stuff. And then you suddenly think, I've not spoken to you in a while. I don't know what the hell is going on in your life at the moment. And it's because they've got all of their emotional and social needs being fulfilled by a partner.
I feel like you're talking about someone.
Not really specifically anyone. I feel like I've just noticed it a bit recently.
So I remember when I had my first love all those years ago. Mm-hmm. And I dedicated my entire being for this guy. We broke up, and Francesca was one of the few friends who was there for me.
Oh, thank you.
Even though I literally probably hadn't spoken to you for 6 months. And you were very kindly still there. And
I mean, we basically lived together, so I had to be, but yeah.
But yeah, but you say that, but there were other people we lived with.
That is true. That is true.
And I just remember I'd completely alienated myself from everyone because I was just so fixated on this guy who then dumped me. So that was a lose-lose. But I feel like everyone learns this in a relationship at some point. The people who have a slight issue, the ones who get into a relationship, their first sort of proper relationship, first love, when they're sort of 20, and then they stay together because they don't know anything else, and God, they could never break up with them. And then you never see them again.
Yeah. Yeah. I was the exact same. I mean, there might be people listening to this that knew me then that are like, bitch, look in the mirror. You did that. But I did when I was younger, and I learned my lesson from it. And I was like, I will never completely ghost all my friends again for a guy, because that's not fun. Because look who's single now, and now my friends are still here.
Yeah.
So I think it is an interesting one. But yeah, I agree with you. It's definitely, there's people who either get into their first relationship late, or I think sometimes people just don't learn from it. Maybe they've got like really forgiving friends who are just like so fine to like come back in their life. But I definitely remember having to do like the groundwork with some friends again, and like, you know, build up from getting to know them and like earning back their like trust and time, which is completely fair. But yeah, I feel like there's some people that I still think you probably should have learned that by now, because this definitely isn't your first relationship, but you're like into your 20s now. So
yeah, I definitely agree. Those people, guys, you probably don't think we're talking about you, but we are.
Yeah,
if you're sat there thinking I'm in a relationship and I've still got loads of friends, I don't do that.
Yeah,
you didn't think.
Yeah.
Chances
or are. The best one is, and I also was guilty of this, but girls who take their boyfriend to everything. He doesn't always need to come. He doesn't need, and again, I hold my hands up, and I did used to be that girl that brought the boyfriend on girls nights, and it makes me cringe thinking about it. I feel physically sick. I'll never forgive myself.
Especially when no one else has a boyfriend there.
Yeah.
Are you really that person? I don't think I've ever been that person. Oh, I mean, probably lots of people sat there going, yeah, you were, but not that cool.
I was very young, but I still think sometimes, do you know what? I'm actually not calling out anyone I know, like in my personal, that I see often in my personal life, but I sometimes spot it on like people's Instagram stories that I know. Mm. And I think that's like four girls and a boyfriend. looks a bit weird from the outside looking in. Just so yeah.
Maybe he's like the life and soul of the group.
But yeah, I feel like if we're going to the pub like a couple of times a week and every single time he comes along to join, just maybe leave him at home once in a while.
He definitely doesn't come to bottomless brunch.
Oh my God, no.
Mm-mm. No, that's weird. Girls boundaries. Don't do that.
But like, I can't imagine how many guys end up just stood outside like the ladies' loos, like in a club, just waiting. Because all four of the girls have gone into a cubicle together and he's just outside holding the bags.
Yeah. Although in saying that, how nice is that thought? I don't think this has ever happened to me, where you go to a club with a group and you've got a boyfriend there and he goes to the toilet and waits outside for you.
Yeah, that is really nice.
Wow.
But I also don't need you to wait outside if I'm with all my friends. I just didn't need you to come. But
I agree with that point.
I do sometimes like going for a little, like, you know, nightclub boogie with your boyfriend, and then it is quite nice.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done it. I haven't had a boyfriend long enough. But that sounds like such a lovely thought, and that's now where the bar's going to be set.
Yeah. I like that we turned the pet peeve into a positive there. That was a really nice, nice, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one, that. I love it. Alrighty, guys. Well, we won't be back next week. Sorry.
Oh, no. Sad times. So, but hey, I mean, we're leaving you with more than enough episodes to go back and listen through.
Exactly.
Follow on the journey from where we started, so full of hope in the first lockdown with series one. And then now we're...
I was thinking about my dates this season, and it had gone from like bad sailor who actually was dating someone else.
Yeah.
Then we had like guy with good chat but didn't fancy. Then we had guy who chat wasn't great but did provide mulled wine. Good effort.
Yeah.
Then we had the shit date who had no hobbies.
Yeah.
Then we had spontaneous date night.
Yeah.
And then we had finance guy.
That's good.
I mean, I did try. I did try.
I think that was impressive.
But it just didn't really... What's sad is that only one of them actually something even progressed more than a first date.
But I think that's just the name of the game sometimes. You got to kiss a few frogs.
Ugh. Yeah, maybe.
Well, anyway, as we said, we're going to take a break over the summer to live our best lives. And we'll be back in the autumn.
Summer.
Hopefully with some stories to tell you and maybe with boyfriends, who knows? Probably not.
Let's be honest, it won't be. But yeah, bye guys,
we'll miss you. Have a good summer.